Zest is defined as energy and enthusiasm. It sounds great, no? It also leads to the question of how can one obtain zest for their life? I personally believe it begins with one incremental step at a time. That's why a Dash of Zest podcast has been created. I'll spur your thoughts with mini zesty chats that over time will challenge your current thinking, inspire your daily actions, and encourage you to bring your inner zest forward. This will inspire you to begin taking action in your own life. The result? You'll begin showing up with more energy, enthusiasm, and yes, zest within your days, no matter the circumstance. I'm Erica, your host, wife, mom, former international movement teacher, and soon to be empty nester. It's time to unleash your zest. Okay, friends, today I have a pretty big question for you, and I hope that you take the time to maybe even put pencil to paper and explore this thought. As we age, why do we assume we can't begin something new or explore expansive life goals? If we don't explore impossible thoughts, how can we know what's truly next for us? Let's add on to this notion. Are you allowing your phase of life and age determine your potential future experiences and growth? Now, I'll be the first to say it. Age isn't just a number because my 40s certainly do not feel like my 20s. However, as my father always said, if you're breathing, you can keep kicking. It's up to you to determine how you're going to keep kicking. Don't allow your age to determine your dreams. Rather, prepare yourself for things you still want to experience. There are a few things I believe you can do to help support this process. One, move. Move your body mindfully and daily. This will support your clarity, energy, endurance, and stress levels to help you focus on your best outcomes. Two, learn. Learn while surrounding yourself with others that help to elevate your thinking and actions. More is possible when you surround yourself with those you admire. Three, write. Write out your dreams, no matter how far-fetched, and work towards them bit by bit weekly. It will take time and clarity, more than you think, so stay focused and keep doing the work. Remember, time will always pass. It's up to you to decide how you'll stand in the passing of it. I say go for what you know is in your heart. That's never a position you'll regret. So go ahead in the comments below. Let me know what's in your heart. What is it that you would like to experience? What is it that's making you feel expansive in your life? And go ahead and share it because that's how we'll inspire the rest of this community. All right, friends, share those comments and let's keep unleashing our zest today and beyond. I appreciate your presence and holding space for my passion of helping women rediscover the essence of who they are meant to be so they may live their life by chosen authenticity. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share with someone that can use a little zest in their life today. Keep the good energy going by following me, Erica Bell, on Instagram and LinkedIn at The Zestful Movement. You're invited to sign up for our weekly newsletter that will help you become a part of our zesty crew as you stay connected to the conversations. This will also allow you to gain access to some monthly special offerings created with you in mind. Go to www.thezestfulmovement.com. Until next time, please do keep it zesty.